Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is an injury show. We are injury attorneys. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock, my partner. We've been in business for over 25 years, taking care of injured victims. Anytime you want to come in for a free initial consultation, you can do so. Our telephone number is 303-795-5900. In the mountains, you can reach us at 970-870-8989. We have an office in Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We do auto accident cases, big ones, medium, small ones. We do workers' compensation cases. We represent workers. If you've been injured on the job, you can give us a call. And at any time, you can go to our website, which is championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. You can find out information about truck injuries, back injuries, neck injuries, workers' compensation, what are your rights. And there's a feature on our website called Meeting by Accident. Meeting by Accident. And that gives you the answers to the most commonly asked questions people ask when they've been involved in a motor vehicle accident. So you can go right to our website, championsofthepeople.com, and you get a lot of answers without even talking to an attorney. If you want to email us, you can do that. If you want to call us, you can do that. If you want to engage in live chats, you can do that. And don't forget, we published a new book. It's called Don't Get Hurt Twice in the Same Accident, Once in the Accident and Again on the Insurance Claim. If you want a copy of our new book, you can just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Go down to the bottom, click on the ebook. You can download it. It's free. You can read it. You can also order a hard copy. We'll be glad to send you a hard copy. That's free as well. You don't want to miss this book if you've been injured. You want to read this before you go to an attorney. You want to see what Brad and I have to say in this book. It's called Don't Get Hurt Twice in the Same Accident, Once in the Accident, and Again on the Insurance Claim. Okay, as you know, we're injury attorneys. We bring the show to you to educate you, to teach you, and help you get a level playing field with the insurance company that defends these at-fault drivers, defends the drivers who hit you, injure you. And by the way, that driver just goes on their merry way. The insurance company for them hires their attorneys, pays for the judgment, pays for any settlement, and you're injured and you don't know what to do. This is not your ordinary, typical day or events. You can call us at any time, Bell and Pollock. Okay, today we're talking about neck injuries. Okay, so our typical example is you're injured in a car accident. That's our typical example. We have other examples as well, but that's the one we're going to be using today. You're injured in a car accident. Maybe you're rear-ended. Maybe you're T-boned. Maybe it's a partial head-on. Maybe it's a full head-on, but you have neck injuries. And the insurance company always wants to default to, well, you've just got a muscle injury. You're going to get over it. Suck it up. It'll be good in a little bit. It'll be good. Just take some pain medication, muscle relaxants. You're good. It's not going to be permanent. Well, maybe that's true, but most of the time, it's not true. You know, Brad, when those symptoms persist, neck injuries are not just ordinary neck injuries, which the insurance company wants you to believe.
Well, the problem we have is that there's so many times that the neck injury is referred to as whiplash. And everybody, all of you who are sitting out there right now listening to when I just said the word whiplash, you're all thinking of a minor injury. Think of something small. You think of something that doesn't cause a lot of problems. They is recovered from in a short period of time, because that's what we normally are exposed to with respect to an neck injury. But a whiplash or a neck injury can be very significant. It can be a long term injury. It can involve more than just a muscle strain or a muscle or some kind of ligament strain or pull. It can cause significant problems for a person for the rest of their lives, and it can result in a very large amount of medical bills and expenses that have to be paid.
You know, sometimes these insurance companies say, well, you know, you didn't have an immediate onset of pain. Well, sometimes you don't. But the medical literature understands that. You need attorneys who understand that, and you need attorneys who present your claim that way. Many times you, at the accident scene, you got a lot of adrenaline flowing, and doctors understand that, and you go, well, no, I'm okay. The emergency responders ask you, are you okay? Yes, I'm okay. And then the insurance company tries to use that against you later, knowing full well that these symptoms sometimes onset later at night, tomorrow morning. I can't tell you how many times Brad and I've had people come to tell us, I didn't think I was injured at the scene of the accident, but the next morning I couldn't even move my neck. And we're talking about neck injury. So don't let any insurance company tell you or convince you or defend against you by telling you that you don't have a neck injury. It's all going to go away. Everything's fine. You weren't hit that hard. And just don't let them do it, because there's ways to prove these neck injuries. If you have a neck injury, you know they can be very debilitating, they can be very serious, and some of them can be life-changing. So What you want to do is be able to get be able to prove specifically what your neck injury is. You know, you say neck injury, doctors say neck injuries, the insurance companies say neck injuries, Brad, but there's more to just, quote, neck injury, end quote, than those words. I mean, it can be a variety of different things.
It can be a variety of different things, and it can be in a variety of different places where the injury is experienced or where the pain is experienced. You know, whiplash, that term has been around for quite a few years, since at least 1928. But what we have to realize is we're actually referencing and referring to a neck injury. It can result in medical care and medical expenses, disability, and sick leave, lost productivity. Obviously, litigation can be the result of that kind of injury. These are injuries that you're going to experience a number of symptoms. You're going to have neck pain. You can have headache radiating from it. You can have shoulder pain and stiffness, dizziness, fatigue, jaw pain, arm pain, arm weakness. It can cause ringing in your ears, and back pain, visual disturbances. So these are just the actual injuries that you can have or symptoms you can have, and we haven't even started talking about in more severe and chronic cases what's associated with whiplash, such as depression and anger and the mental problems that go with it, or the emotional problems that you experience.
Right, you have a whole constellation of emotional issues when you have these injuries, because they just won't go away, and nobody believes them, meaning the insurance company. We believe them at Bell and Pollock. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. And I can tell you why we believe them. We've seen them proved. We've proved them many times. They are real. They really affect people's lives. And if you've got a neck injury that's been persistent, that's chronic, then you know exactly what we're talking about. If you don't, you need to know what we're talking about, because if you're injured and you hurt your neck, the insurance company is going to send you down their little computer path that says, no, sorry, you're going to get over it. Everybody gets over it. Well, that's not true. That's not even the statistics, not even supported by the medical literature. And, you know, as a side point, Brad and I always take notice of the fact that these doctors that these insurance companies send you to say to you, well, you know, your neck injury should have been over by now, so you should be okay, so you have no claim. But these same doctors treat patients and charge insurance companies, health insurance companies, for treating patients for neck injuries for years. And so, that, I mean, you can point that out, but there's ways to prove your claim. And as Brad just said, there's more to a neck injury. A neck injury is just not a neck injury. What is it? It could be the bones or joints of the cervical spine. It could be the vertebrae. It could be the discs that separate the cervical vertebrae. Cervical is part of that's the neck area. These discs absorb shock as you move. They could be the muscles and ligaments in the neck. It can be a neurological nerve injury. So you can't let just any insurance company tell you, well, you got a neck injury, or a neck injury is a neck injury. It's much more than that.
That's right. And except for putting your neck in a collar, or putting somebody in a collar, there's not a lot that can be done initially, or that will be done initially, to deal with a neck injury. Most of the time, they're going to try and immobilize it. They're going to tell you get a lot of rest. They're going to try and give you painkillers to deal with the pain. You're going to find a lack of range of motion, which is something that, you know, people don't realize how important that is. But go try and drive, or go try and do something when you don't have the range of motion. You're going to try different pillows or different ways to sleep, because you're not going to be able to sleep. You're going to be in danger of some kind of drug dependency, because these things are typically the type of things that that will cause pain. As I said, they can cause pain all the way down in your back and throughout your entire head and your face. And so it does cause a great deal of depression and anger, and you're always tired. You've got anxiety because you don't know if you're going to come back or what's going to happen. You've got people not believing you, because they're not easily, a lot of these neck injuries are not easily picked up on x-rays or MRIs or anywhere else. It's simply a subjective situation of the pain and the problems.
Right. You know, and they look, doctors look at your range of motion, and Brad's exactly right. But Brad just touched on a very important point. Your x-rays might show normal. Your MRI of your neck might show unremarkable and normal. Does that mean you're not injured? No. But that's what the insurance companies try to say. Look, they say, you didn't report any injury at the scene. Well, of course you didn't. You couldn't even move the next morning. But at the scene, you thought you were okay. Then you went to the emergency room, if you did, or when you went to your doctor, you complained of neck pain. They say, well, that was 24 hours later. Then they say it could be related to something else, or his pre-existing condition, or any of these things, it's going to go away. You just can't take this at face value. You need to fight it. You need attorneys who can fight it. You need attorneys who understand the medicine. At Bell and Pollock, we've been doing this over 25 years. We've helped many injured people put their lives back together again. We got a break coming up, but after the break, we're going to give you some more tips on neck injuries, what you can do, how do you make the claim, and we're going to talk about atlantoaxial neck injuries, which are the most serious, and they don't show up on x-ray, and they don't show up in MRI. So your neck is not normal, even though your x-rays and radiographic studies apparently are, the doctors say they are. So you're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is an injury show. We are injury attorneys. We do car crash cases, big ones, medium, small ones. We do workers' compensation cases. We represent workers. We'll be glad to talk to you. 303-795-5900. We have an office in Steamboat Springs, 970-870-8989. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When a driver chooses to violate a safety rule, everyone on the road is in danger. That means you, me, everyone. Driving and dangerous choices. Think about it. The only allowable choice is the safest choice. Otherwise, you and your family are put at risk, in harm's way. This is really what car crashes are all about. One driver makes a choice that violates a safety rule. Everyone else is needlessly put in danger. In danger of injury, medical bills, surgery, lost jobs, quality of life changes, and future expenses. All it takes is one driver and one dangerous choice. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We've been representing injured victims for over 25 years. We can help you put your life back together again. We'll fight the insurance company who defends those who injure you and your family, those who make dangerous choices. At Bell and Pollock, we are experienced injury attorneys who care about you and your family. Reach us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com or call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. One call, that's all.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We're conveniently located in Greenwood Village, basically I-25 and Orchard. Easy access, easy free parking. We're on the second floor. You can come see us anytime. If you want one of our free accident assistance packets, goes in your glove box, holds your insurance papers, your registration papers, gives you instructions on what to do in an accident, has forms for you to fill out. They're free. All you got to do is call us or email us. We'll be glad to do it and send it to you. And if you want a copy of our free book, the title of the book is Don't Get Hurt Twice in the Same Accident, Once in the Accident, and Again on the Insurance Claim. If you want a copy of that, go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Click on the ebook. You can download it for free. And we'll also send you a hard copy for free if you want it, and you can drop by our office and pick it up anytime. Today we're talking about neck injuries. You know, you've been injured in a car crash, you've been rear-ended, your head is rotated back and forth and accelerated and decelerated very rapidly. You have a neck injury. The insurance company said, well, there wasn't that much property damage. It wasn't that big of an accident.
You didn't report your symptom cell the next day. We're not going to pay you. You need to be able to prove it. You need to be able to claim it. But to do that, you need to understand the medicine and understand the components of the neck. I mean, did you injure a disc? Did you injure a nerve? Did you injure a ligament? Did you injure all of those? And sometimes you have referral pain down your arms and that sort of thing, Brad. And it's very important you know and be able to prove these things.
It is important. And when we say very important that you know and be able to prove these things, once again, as we said, you may not find it in pictures. We're limited in this world, and we will be limited for a long time as far as what we can actually see of the injuries on the inside of our bodies. So a lot of times it's all about, and it comes down to a question of what the symptoms are and how consistent they are and how those symptoms relate to what we've known through science to be, or through studies, to be the symptoms that identify a potential neck injury. So one of the things that has to be done is you have to keep track of and be aware of what symptoms you have, what you're experiencing. And that sometimes takes yourself, it takes friends, it takes people who know you, it takes relatives who can help to identify the symptoms and recognize that this is coming from a neck injury sustained in that rear end accident that you didn't think was very important.
Right. You know, I think Brad just hit the nail on the head. He hit another home run. Did you hear what he said? I mean, you might have symptoms in the jaw. You might have what doctors called referred pain. Referred pain could be in your shoulder area. It could be the brachial plexopathy situation. It could be down your arms, into your hands, fingers, numbness, tingling. Well, that's more than just a muscle injury. That's a neurological event. It can involve your discs. It can involve bulging discs, herniated discs, HNPs, and on. But you need to know the medicine, because a neck injury is just not a neck injury. It's more than that. You need to understand the components. That's how you prove your claim to the insurance company, understanding and being able to prove the components. You know, Brad, sometimes people have the neck injury. Then they say, well, my jaw hurts. Then I got a shoulder problem. Well, they may have a slap tear. They may have a labral tear. They may have a jaw problem like TMJ, temporomandibular joint issue. And this has to be sorted out by the doctors. So when the insurance company say, no, you just have a neck injury, it could be more than a neck injury. It could be a nerve injury. And you need to have this sorted out so you can prove the claim.
Well, that's exactly right. And when you're dealing with this, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work as far as and knowledge, as far as doctors and lawyers who understand what these injuries can be and how they can be effective, when they can show symptoms, when they might not show symptoms. The fact that, as you've talked to Gary, that some of these injuries will be symptom free for a little while right after the accident. Sometimes your doctors will be prescribing physical therapy. Other times they're going to be saying, we want you everything's stopped and we want to put you in a collar. So you have to have people who understand what we're dealing with here, and that we're dealing with something that's a very, very difficult process.
Right. So was it neurological? Is it neurological and musculature? Is it more than that? Is it referred pain? So you need to understand what your, quote, neck injury, in quotation marks, is. You need attorneys who understand it. You need attorneys who can break it down. You need attorneys who can prove the claim. Bell and Pollock, we've been in business over 25 years representing injured victims. We can represent you. We can help you put your life back together again. You need the right medical care. You need somebody that fights these insurance companies who just poo-poos your neck injury. Maybe it's very debilitating. You know, Brad, and the other thing before we get to lanoaxial injuries is you have a neck injury, and so they say, well, that not only are you going to get over it, suck it up, but they say it couldn't affect your life. Well, sometimes you can't look at the computer screen. Sometimes you can't work for over 5 or 10 minutes. You just can't do it anymore. Sometimes you can't hold your neck where you can watch TV. You got to get up and move. So it is very effective.
Oh, it's so effective. And what it does to you can be simple things let's take, for instance, even most people, when you're looking at your cell phones or your phones nowadays, and you're actually cruising the internet on your phones, or you're looking up things on the phones, think of the position that your neck is in and that your head is in and how you're looking down. Sometimes you're holding it up and you've got your neck in one position or another. Well, these kind of injuries, these neck injuries, can stop that kind of movement. It can really affect what you're able to do. It can cause blurred vision, so you can't even see what you're looking at. Headaches all the time, so you're living in headaches.
You know, and does your attorney understand the medicine? Do you want an attorney who understands the medicine? Then call Bell and Pollock, 303-795-7000. 5900 in the mountains. We have an office in Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. 970-870-8989. We can help you sort out your neck injury, and we can help it prove it to the insurance company. And if they don't want to pay for it, we can help you litigate the entire matter. You need to be honored. You need to be paid. You need to be respected. And your injury needs to be respected. Okay, so, you know, the other thing, Brad, is they always say, well, you couldn't affect your work. Well, it does. And so, yeah, you got a neck injury. Well, you can't. And the other thing we want to talk about a little bit is when you're in your car, sometimes you have your head turned and you're impacted. I mean, the perfect position is to be looking straight ahead. That doesn't mean you're not going to be injured. But when you have your head turned, it's torqued. Engineers call it torque. And that's going to result in a more severe type neck injury.
Well, certainly will. And it's going to your head isn't meant to be tilted or turned to the side and then get a forward and backward type force. And, we can talk about different ways that that's termed, but I think that's the most layman's term is you have to, it's one thing if you're looking straight on and your chin is forced down into your chest and it goes back and your head's ripped back as it flies back in an accident. Now turn it sideways and have that same thing happen, and you're going to start realizing that those are a whole different set of muscles. It's a whole different set of pain. Your vertebrae themselves are not set up to have that kind of force when you're at an angle or when you're turned, and you're going to start having injuries to your vertebrae.
Yeah, do an exercise right now. Just turn your head to the right. Put your hand on where your head is turned, on your neck area where it's turned. It's tighter. It's more wound up. It's torqued. And it's going to accept the injury in a greater fashion and more dramatically than if your head was relaxed and facing straight ahead. It's just that simple. Okay, we got a lot to cover. So now we're going to talk about the atlantoaxial injury in your neck. This is powerful. This is very devastating. I mean, we've used the example before in our law firm. If you have a neck injury, much less an atlantoaxial neck injury, it's like trying to hold or lift weights in a rowboat. Think about that. Try to lift weights in a rowboat. I mean, you just can't get it done. Every time you move one direction or not, another, it hurts. The atlantoaxial joint can be injured in an accident or trauma. It's the one of the most complex and important joints in the body. It's at the very top of your spine. It's usually C1, C2, okay? And the atlantoaxial joint is the joint between the first and second cervical vertebrae. The first and second. The first is right next to your brain and your brainstem. This is how important this is. This balances you. This gives you control. If you injure your atlantoaxial joint, it is very serious, has to be analyzed, has to be specifically noticed and proved.
This is a tough injury, and it's tough because it all the way around, once again, it's hard to see. When the injury is there, it's hard to treat. It's very hard to treat. Most of the time, even medications aren't going to do much for it. I'm not talking about medications to affect the symptoms of some of the symptoms you're going to have, but I'm talking about medications to actually try and heal the injury. And people don't recognize it. When we talk C3, C4, C5, C6, people start recognizing those vertebrae, and we can get pictures of those vertebrae. It's very hard to get the C1, C2 vertebrae on a picture. It's very hard to be able to treat it and to get to it to begin with. But yet, the C1, C2 vertebrae actually are so very important to the entire function of your head and your neck that a significant or any kind of injury to that area could be life-threatening.
Right. It can be. It can be paralysis-threatening. But usually when you have an atlantoaxial injury, there's no going back. You need a doctor that knows what to do and how to diagnose it. You need attorneys that understand it and can prove it. So once again, a neck injury is just not a neck injury. It's a neck injury. I mean, we've got to show you this. You've got to understand this because they have to prove this. Now, the atlantoaxial joint function is the junction between the neck and the skull. Very important, obviously. It encloses and supports the spinal cord, right? And the spinal cord is least reinforced in the neck compared to, say, the thorax or the abdomen. So it is more vulnerable. It is very important to your balance, your function, your movement. And once they're injured, there's rarely any going back to 100%. So you need attorneys that understand this. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. Also, Brad, these symptoms of these atlantoaxial joint injuries have to be understood, studied by the doctor, They have to listen to you. They have to do the right studies, because if you can prove you have an lanoaxial joint injury, it's a much different type case than, as the insurance company say, just an ordinary neck injury.
Well, yeah, the symptoms can be severe pain, numbness and weakness in the upper extremities. So you have to think about it when you start talking about numbness and weakness in the entire upper extremities. When we talk upper extremities, we're talking the arms, folks. And if you start having numbness and weakness in those extremities, you know you've got something more than a mere small neck injury. I mean, it's time to start getting yourself some significant care and stabilizing. You've got to stabilize that neck now, because that's what those vertebrae do. They stabilize your head. They stabilize that neck region. And if you start getting yourself in a situation where you're not stable, where these ligaments are harmed, or where the vertebrae themselves are harmed, then you've got a problem that you're going to have to deal with right away.
Right. We got a commercial coming up, and then we're going to wrap up. But you're going to want to hear this wrap up. I promise you. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. We are your champions of the people.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When a driver chooses to violate a safety rule, everyone on the road is in danger. That means you, me, everyone. Driving and dangerous choices. Think about it. The only allowable choice is the safest choice. Otherwise, you and your family are put at risk, in harm's way. This is really what car crashes are all about. One driver makes a choice that violates a safety rule. Everyone else is needlessly put in danger. In danger of injury, medical bills, surgery, lost jobs, quality of life changes, and future expenses. All it takes is one driver and one dangerous choice. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We've been representing injured victims for over 25 years. We can help you put your life back together again. We'll fight the insurance company who defends those who injure you and your family, those who make dangerous choices. At Bell and Pollock, we are experienced injury attorneys who care about you and your family. Reach us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com, or call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. One call, that's all.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is an injury show. We are injury attorneys. We're here to help you and educate you and give you a level playing field. Okay, I told you you wanted to listen to this wrap-up, and you do. So, you're injured in a car crash or other trauma. You've been injured. It's somebody else's fault. And so the insurance company says to you, well, we'll pay you X dollars. We'll pay you $2,500. You sign this release and give up your claim. Okay, but you don't know what's wrong with you yet. Your doctor has doing a differential diagnosis, meaning there could be 5 things or 10 things or 8 things wrong with you, and he or she doesn't know yet. So if you don't know and your doctor doesn't know, then how does the insurance company know what they should pay you if they don't know the injury?
Well, they know what they should pay you. They should pay you as little as possible. And when they're looking at certain injuries, they start with kind of an inverse pyramid. And they say, if we're at the bottom of that and we can pay right now, we know we have a chance that as your injury gets worse and worse and that thing opens up higher, we're going to be out of it and we're not going to care about you.
That's a good example, Brad, very good example. It just opens up. And so you need to get the treatment. You need the right attorneys. Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.